and running yet. We just defeated the Sitka Moose team from Sitka by 15 points.
Pukwan, Haynes, and Skagway are still contenders for gold medal basketball championships. And dates to remember as we look ahead at one of the biggest Native cultural gatherings around.
That's a pretty spectacular thing to go watch, because I don't know of any other events in Alaska where you see so many people in one place dressed in their regalia and singing their traditional songs.
It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more, up next. The next time Jennifer Aniston takes a soak in her hot tub, there's a tiny little chance she might think about Haynes. The actress recently commissioned Sea Otter Woodworks in the Chilkat Valley to construct a Japanese soaking bathtub for her Beverly Hills home. The tub is also featured in the March issue of Architectural Digest in an article about Aniston's home. The tub, called an ofuro, is part of a redesign of Aniston's bathroom that replaces the his portion of the his and hers bathroom with a bathhouse. Sea Otter Woodworks is one of the few builders that makes these specialty Japanese-style wooden bathtubs. Celebration 2010, Sea Alaska Heritage Institute's biennial cultural gathering in Juneau, is June 3rd through 5th. But deadlines for entering the symposium's renowned festivities are already here. Kathy Dye is with the Institute.
Right now we're just trying to get the word out that we have some deadlines approaching, and the one coming up the quickest is the dance group application deadline, which is March 26th. So we're encouraging people to get those applications in as soon as they can.
The dance group performances are often considered the main attraction during celebration. In the past, more than 50 groups from all over the area enter and perform Native-style dances around Juneau. But celebration is more than just that. What started with only 150 people in 1982 has turned into thousands of people gathering every 2 years in one of the largest assemblies of Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian tribal members in the world.
But then we also have what we call associated events. One of those is the soapberry contest, and we had our first soapberry contest in 2008, and that was really exciting because the contestants made the soapberries right in front of an audience, so you got to stand there and watch their techniques. So based on that experience, we're definitely having another soapberry contest, and we're hoping to get a lot of applicants this year.
The juried art show is back. The deadline for entering is March 31st. New this year is a notice that artists who use endangered species in their art are responsible for making sure the use is explicitly allowed by law. The deadline for entering the toddler regalia review is also approaching, on May 14th.
This is where children ages 2 to 4 go on stage at Centennial Hall, and they get to show their regalia. And another big event is the juried art show and competition, and this is where artists compete for the best traditional art and the best contemporary art. And Thursday night, before the dance performances start on Friday, we'll announce the winners of the juried art show and competition, and that'll be at the Juneau Arts and Culture Center right next to Centennial Hall.
Also back this year is the seaweed contest, which sets members head-to-head as they prepare black seaweed in the traditional manner of soaking, drying, flavoring, grinding, and eating. Before European contact, Southeast Alaska's native groups held many traditional ceremonies where singing, dancing, formal oratory, and feasting were all part of the event. Although celebration is a new tradition, it's still a time to honor a way of life that celebration's founding elders once said were threatened. Lectures and workshops in June will discuss Native history, languages, and culture. Dye says organizers are still working on booking speakers and will announce a lineup later. Celebration 2010 will also hold an artist's market where people can browse and purchase artwork directly from craftsmen. And, of course, the parade.
You'll see several thousand people dressed in regalia, dancing and singing as they make their way through downtown Juneau. And that's a pretty spectacular thing to go watch, because I don't know of any other event in Alaska where you see so many people in one place dressed in their regalia and singing their traditional songs.
Celebration's also recruiting volunteers at this point, with openings at all venues. In addition, a convention rate of 5% off airfare is available on Alaska Airlines for people traveling to Celebration. More events may still be added, says Dye, but political topics, as well as adoptions, name-giving, memorial services, and other such customs are not observed during this event. Celebration 2010 is June 3rd through 5th in Juneau. For more information on deadlines for entering events, go to sealaskaheritage.org/celebration. All three local teams are still in the running for championship titles in the 64th annual gold medal basketball tournament in Juneau. Larry Sweet coaches the C Brackets Klukwan Chilkats team and also plays on the M Brackets Chilkat Kwan team, which battled Sitka for a chance to stay in the tournament on Wednesday afternoon.
It was the M Bracket team, the Chilkat Kwan Masters team. We're still in the running, yeah. We just defeated the Sitka Moose team from Sitka by 15 points. We play tomorrow again at 12:30 against the winner of the Yakutat-Angoon game tonight.
The win pinched one more team out of the tournament, so now the Masters division is down to five teams competing for the championship. Klukwan Chilkats did the same thing Wednesday afternoon for the C bracket, holding their spot in the tournament by beating Angoon by 31 points. Sweet says the losers brackets this year are no joke. For starters, two of the defending champions are already out of the tournament by way of the losers brackets.
Pretty close for the first 3 or 4 minutes until we got loosened up, and then Rosie hit a couple of threes in a row, and we outrun them a little bit. So yeah, they couldn't match up with our little guards. Frank Cornell's with us and Rosie, and they just couldn't match up with them. We kind of dominated the boards and threw the long pass, and they were able to catch up with it. So yeah, we just kind of outrun them.
Three teams are representing Klukwan, Haines, and Skagway. In the M bracket, which is for players 45 years old and up, is Klukwan's Chilkat Kwan.
And then on the Masters squad, we have myself, and I've had Rosie from Whitehorse playing with us. Rosie the Rose. I got Joe Parnell, Ryan O'Reilly from Haines playing on there. And I picked up two guys due to injuries, and that Mr. Fersky had an injury and he couldn't play, and Steve's still nursing his knee, so he wasn't able to play, but I was allowed to pick up two guys from Juneau, so I picked up Steve Rice and Roger Calloway. So they're helping us out quite a bit. And also I've got Edward Hodge and Don Bosch Hodge on the team. So we're looking pretty strong. I mean, as the week goes on, we're getting a little stronger. The legs are starting to get back in shape. So hopefully by the next two nights, we'll be in top shape again.
In the C bracket for players 35 and up is the Klukwan Chilkats with several Skagway players.
For the Klukwan Chilkats, I've got the two Tompkins brothers, Frank and Guy. Their father played for the Haines A&B team, and he played for Klukwan for a while, and I've had them on the Chilkat squad for about 4 or 5 years now. I've got David Buss, who also used to play with the Haines Merchants on there. Jeff Chambroy, graduated of Haines High School, he's playing on there. And then I've got three guys from Skagway. I've got Chris Wasson, Rick Ackerman, and Charles Dolan on there, rounding off our squad. So they're a big added addition. Charles and Chris played with us in the Masters division, but they changed the age difference on there. Now it's 45, and they're only 43 and 44, respectively. So they had to move down. Chris has to move down for a couple of years until he's eligible for the Masters again, but they're helping out big time.
And the Haines Merchants is made up of players from Haines, including, for the first time since their eligibility, Glacier Bears Kyle Rush and Kyle Fossman.
There's all Haines graduates on that one there. They've got Big Ben Egolf, Stuart DeWitt, Jesse McGraw, Andrew Frisky, Tyler Healy, Carl Blackhurst. It looks good to see Carl up in the green and white again instead of the maroon and yellow from Mount Edgecombe. Everybody has given him a pretty bad time about that. Then we've got the two Kyles on there, Kyle Fossman and Kyle Rush, and also Jeff David III on there. So they've got a pretty rounded-out squad there. They've played together for years, and these two new kids are fitting in like a glove. So they're clicking pretty good. This is the first year they've been eligible to play. Yes, as graduating seniors, they're eligible to play in the gold medal this year.
One honorary guest is Klukwan's Jeff Klinault, who's been at 34 past gold medal tournaments.
Jeff had a neck fusion, and unfortunately that kind of ended his career, but he came out and helped us warm up today, and I mean, the shot's still there, so we were trying to talk him into coming up and, you know, at least take a couple of three-pointers for us, and he said maybe next year he'll give it a shot. He started his career, I think he played in the 69 championship team, so he's got the most seniority over all of us.
Sweet notes that the toughest match for the Masters from here on out might be Huna, which is one of two teams left in the winner's bracket.
I think with the way we played Pollock the other night, we've got a really good chance of them because we found that we could run on them if we have to. They got tired out in the last minute, but unfortunately we were down by 14 points when we figured out that we could actually run on them. If we had another minute and a half to go, we probably would have beat them. But they just, we had to start fouling, and unfortunately they made the free throws, and we just couldn't overcome the free throws.
In the C division, Sweet predicts the Clukwan Chilcats going up against Cake, which was the semifinals game from last year. The teams next play on Thursday afternoon and evening. Besides gold medal teams, area middle school basketball players are also in Juneau this week for the annual Hoop Time tournament, sending a lot of locals south for the week.
Between this tournament and the Hoop Time tournament, I think half of Haynes is down here and the majority of Clukwan is here, and I've seen a lot of Skagway folks here. And that's what gold medal is all about. You know, we get to see the old friends and make new ones and watch the young guys come up, and that's what it's all about. We're just sitting here talking with the guys that we've known for years. We only get to see them once a year, so that's what this tournament's all about.
I'm Tara Bicknell, reporting for KHNS. If you miss a newscast or want to hear one again, check out khns.org and go to the listen page.